Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1243, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Pear and Tan Pear, in the shipping room. I told Newt Lee it would be all right to pass Gant in, and Gant went in. Newt Lee closed the door, looking it after him. I heard the bolt turn in the door. I then walked down Pryor Street to Alabama, down Alabama to Broad Street, where I purchased two letters, one to my uncle, Mr. M. Frank, and one to Mr. Poppenheimer, a few minutes after six, and continued on my way down to Jacob's Whitehall in Alabama Street Store, where I went in and got a drink at the soda fount and bought my wife a box of candy. I then caught the Georgia Avenue car and arrived home about 6:25. I sat looking at the paper until about 6:30 when I called up at the factory to find out if Mr. Gant had left. I called up at 6:30 because I expected Newt Lee would be punching the clock on the half hour and would be near enough to the telephone to hear it and answer it at that time. I couldn't get Newt Lee then, so I sat in the hall reading until 7 o'clock, when I again called the factory. This time I was successful in getting Newt Lee and asked him if Mr. Gant had gone again. He says, yes. I asked if everything else was all right at the factory. It was, and then I hung up. I sat down and had supper, and after supper I phoned over to my brother-in-law, Mr. Ersenbach, to find out if he would be at home that evening. I desired to call on him, but he said he had another engagement, so I decided to stay home, and I did stay home reading either a newspaper or the Metropolitan Magazine that night. About 8 o'clock, I saw Manola pass out on her way home. That evening, my parents-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Emil Selig, had company, and among those present were Mr. and Mrs. Morris Goldstein, Mr. and Mrs. M. Marcus, Mrs. A. E. Marcus, and Mrs. Ike Strauss. Mr. Ike Strauss came in much later, something after 10 o'clock, I believe. I sat reading in the hall until about 9:45, when I lighted the gas water heater preparatory to taking a bath, and then continued reading in the hall at 10:30. I turned out the gas, went into the dining room, bade them all good night, and went upstairs to take my bath. A few minutes later, my wife followed me upstairs. Here the jury took a recess. I believe I was taking a bath when you went out on Saturday night, and after finishing my bath, I laid out my linen to be used next day. My wife changed the buttons from my old shirt to the shirt I was to wear the following morning, and I retired about 11 o'clock. The next day, Sunday, April 27th, I was awakened at something before 7 o'clock by the telephone ringing. I got out of bed, was tight asleep. It awakened me, but I got out of bed, put on a bathrobe, and went down to answer the telephone, and a man's voice spoke to me over the phone and said, I afterwards found out this man that spoke to me was City Detective Starnes, said, Is this Mr. Frank, superintendent of the National Pencil Company? I says, Yes, sir, he says. I want you to come down to the factory right away. I says, What's the trouble? Has there been a fire? He says, No, a tragedy. I want you to come down right away. I says, All right. He says, I'll send an automobile for you. I says, All right. I hung up and went upstairs to dress. I was in the midst of dressing to go with the people who,